I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The new Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, is filled with impossibly magical gadgets and gizmos. One of them is a tiny eye camera that sits on top of the cornea and uploads images to a remote computer. Watching the IMAX version of this film was like wearing a pair of them, and it feels as if they're still beaming images to my brain. I can't vouch for the merely widescreen version that opens next week, but the IMAX sequences in the version that opens today lift this fourth installment from impressive action to spectacular abstraction. It's not the generic plot that's so memorable or the cast of mostly interesting characters, but the surreal swirl of form and color that fills the enormous screen. The best stuff transpires and perspires in Dubai. What brings the IMF team to that Emirates skyscrapered sands is their search for a madman who plans to launch a nuclear missile that will plunge the world into nuclear war. The search starts in Moscow and extends to Mumbai, but Dubai is where Tom Cruise's Ethan Hunt scales the world's tallest building and where the IMAX camera records his human fly escapade in astonishing detail. One shot alone is almost worth the price of admission. It's when Ethan goes out a window and the camera follows him, and then takes in the building, the climber, and the whole panorama of urbanized desert. Ghost Protocol is the live-action debut of Brad Bird. He's directed three animated masterpieces, The Iron Giant, Ratatouille, and The Incredibles. This film is no masterpiece, but it sustains a remarkable level of visual and dramatic energy. The story also relies on face recognition gizmos, and the most readily recognizable face belongs to the star. He's become an abstraction, too, an eerily Tom Cruise-like figure who runs, jumps, smiles, and frowns with a devotion to IMF duty that's always entertaining and sometimes downright touching. The cast includes Jeremy Renner as an agent named Brandt. He knows more about what's possible than he lets on, and he's the guy who may take Ethan's place in the franchise should Tom Cruise refuse any more of these missions. The movie's schizoid attitude toward technology mirrors our own. On the one hand, the IMF team members know just as well as we do that intricate systems and machines are vulnerable to intricate failure. On the other hand, they invest those machines with limitless power, just as we're more than willing to go along with the notion of breaking access codes instantly, taking over the entire operation of an enormous building by hacking its central computer, or rendering an alternate reality, as in the computer animation sense of rendering, with not much more than a laptop and a portable screen. Mission Impossible has always been about alternate realities, and this episode gave Brad Bird a chance to render a huge one with live people as his Incredibles. The result is hugely enjoyable. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.